This is an instrumental performance of the Rahim El Haj Trio. Rahim El Haj, you'll hear on oud, Nick Baker on, I think he's on cajon and Rick, also Sorena Sefati, who you may remember from last week. We played from his album. He is on the Santur. Chip Borton was behind the console with John Strader for this performance. Let's go into the studio right now and listen to the Rahim El Haj Trio. So,
there we go. Go ahead. You want to go there?
Mm-hmm. No, you can do it.
Which one?
Thank you.
And that is our first cut from Raheem Elhaj Trio, all the way from Albuquerque in our Albuquerque studio. All of these musicians, Raheem Elhaj, Nick Baker, Serena Safati, local talent, giving their time for free to KUNM. We're all hoping you can give something that's a little more dear than free time, and that is some of your money. KUNM.org, we're in fundraising mode, so you can visit the website. Our phone room is closed, but certainly for this show, for Route 66 coming up at 8 o'clock, for Psychedelic Radio Head Shop coming up at 10, on and on. We'd love to have your participation at KUNM.org. Let's just step back into the studio for our next piece from Raheem Elhaj Trio.
Okay, let's try it. Let's try the
which one?
Chant, maybe.
Chant. Thank you. We're here with some people who are very good at what they do, the Rahim Alhaj Trio. Rahim Alhaj, you've heard on oud. Nick Baker, who you've heard primarily on cajon, but also on a frame drum, small hand drum, and Serena Safadi on the santur, about which we'll have to hear. So, the Rahim, let's start with the ensembles you've played with, the people you've thrown down with almost without even meeting them from all over the world. But actually, this trio, in one form or another, has been together for a good long while.
To some degree, yes. In fact, actually, this is a beautiful story. I mean, initially, I formed this trio as an Axis of Evil, actually. And yeah, I was a North Korean musician and Iranian musician and Iraqi. And that's basically it. In fact, it was called Axis of Evil. And then we recorded in with the Smithsonian, and they said, well, Rahim, you know, it's going to be controversial, you know, to be an Axis of Evil. And in fact, this is not just the only fact. The fact that the North Korean musician, who's a clarinet player, he's the first chair of New York Philharmonic, and he's a phenomenal musician. And but he said, Rahim, I could play. I mean, I could record with you, except it will be just limited to tour with you. So and I said, well, how about the Rahim Hatchery? We'll make it more closer, and then because for the recording. But actually, it's this story happened when it's that when President Trump he banned these countries, and I came with this idea. How about, you know, that this is Axis of Evil?
Well, Axis of Evil goes back to the Bush years. Correct. But it sort of got updated with the North Korean dance and
correct. And then I get privileged actually by accident to have Serena Safadi in Albuquerque, which is like an amazing thing. And when we met together and we get together, it was like, whoa, this is a good reel. I'm like, this is a real musician. And so, and we get this record, it's called One Sky. And One Sky, just we believe, me and Serena and Nick, that that's all we have. It's One Sky. We don't have American sky or Iranian sky or African sky, just one half one sky. All of the humanity, we live in together in this, under this one sky. So how about we get all of that? I mean, as you remember, when I did this Little Earth, which was more large scale for that, I mean, around six continents. But
right, that was a major statement of where your music belonged, which is to say everywhere.
Correct. You know? But this is one, actually, it's more, I would say, more personal, more more intimate. And then, I said, when I had Serena happened to be in New Mexico, and that's make it more easier and more doable, and to practice and rehearse together, and mm-hmm. we discuss the music together, and we've been touring since 2 years. You know?
And Nick Baker, you run the gamut as far as someone who sort of practices Little Earth music, from Barakutanga to teaching rock and roll in the schools to how many groups I don't know. That you've worked with. So this is sort of like your home, in a way, I would think.
Well, I definitely have a very worldly approach to music, and I think in terms of the whole globe, you know, when I approach music, and it's a universal language, right? So, you know, if you learn one style, then it's easier to learn another style and easier to hear various instruments and how they speak and what they're saying.
Well, that still doesn't explain something that's going on between Rahim and Surema. And Surema, you're playing a very old instrument, the santur, which people can hear has similarities in sound to hammered dulcimers the world over. But this one comes probably quite a bit sooner in time. There are certain lines where you and Rahim are locked so tightly, I almost feel like I'm hearing the Allman Brothers. Yeah. You know, when the Allman Brothers, the two guitars play in perfect harmony, very, very fast. How does that happen? I mean, I know you practice, but What is the alchemy that lets you work at that precision together?
We spend a lot of times together to practice, to share our music. And one of the most things that is too important about our music is there are many similarities between Persian and Arab music, especially in Iraqi music. We have like oud in Iran, and they have santur in Iraq. Mm. Yes. And also, both music are based on modal system and with quarter tones and different scales, similar scales. Just we call dasga, but in Iraq they call it makam or maqam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have very similarities in very common things in music that we can share together.
When, Rahim, the pieces that we've been hearing tonight, are these original compositions?
This is original composition that's composed by me, actually, and mm-hmm. for the record for that. And it goes back to...
Closer.
One story I would love to say it, and that's will brief the situation about what's going on in Iran and Iraq right now, and in Iran specifically.
And we're talking late summer in 2019 right now.
Right. But it's like now it's happening a lot in Iran. I mean, there's a lot of things, big deal, and might it have been war against this nation. One of the pieces, for example, and I played it, this is on the record, it's called Dasht, which is when Surena said there is a lot of similarities in maqams and dasts together. So this maqam, actually, it's Persian maqam, Persian dasgat, which is called Dasht. And we have a version of that Dasht called the Iraqi Dasht. When I was 13, I composed a piece on the Iranian Dasht, which was my protest against Iran-Iraq war, because we have war for 8 years, from 1980 to 1988. It's 8 years war between us, between Iran and Iraq. And we lost, you know, 1 million on our side and 1 million on their side. And there is like 500,000 of the disabled. So, and the most beautiful things about it, after so many years, and when I was 13, there's an Iranian musician to play this piece together. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like after 35 years, and here we go. Real Iranian musician, he came and played this piece for me, because it was a deal in Iraq when I said, how dare you to compose a piece on the Iranian maqam, not the Iraqi maqam, because we are in war. And that's what my protest at that time.
So you were making trouble at age 13.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay. I'm a troublemaker when I was well before. Yeah, that's
part of now. As you are both composers.
Yes.
And most of what's on One Sky, I imagine, is composed very, very strictly. But these traditions, my understanding, always allows for you to open up and to improvise and just to play. I imagine getting to know each other as musicians. How do you stay locked into each other in that circumstance when you don't necessarily know where this music is coming from one minute to the next?
Well, that's like, again, it just took understanding first to Surona, to Iraqi music specifically, or the Arabic music, and my understanding to Iranian music. And besides the understanding, actually, there's always chemistry between a musician who want to say something. I mean, the beautiful about this trio is that there's no ego here. Absolutely, there is no ego. And like I said, it's unity. It's just three people who get together and play music to make difference, not to entertaining people. No, we make difference. And we just been touring since whatever, you know, since Surona came. And we have actually a long tour next month.
Friendship.
Thank you.
Nick, how does this feel to you? Because this is not just, we have really three nations, if you talk about lands of birth, with difficult history that isn't over being difficult. How does it feel when you're on stage? I guess maybe people look at you and think you represent.
Gringo.
Well, first and foremost, it's an honor to play with Rahim and Surna. I mean, they're such amazing musicians. So that's the first thing. So I'm just happy to be on stage playing this music. And the second piece of that is the music itself is so beautiful. And to be a part of that music in the mix and just hearing the oud and the santur, you know, it's like ear candy for me to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel a little strange at times to represent Arabic, Middle Eastern music as a person from the United States, not from that culture. But I just have to accept that that's my path in this life and in a lot of ways and just do what I do, you know.
Well, when we did it, actually, when was it? Last thing, I think 2 months, we were in Kazakhstan to perform there, and it was absolutely beautiful things in Kazakhstan, and we blow them away, really, to be honest. And we have workshops, and we have concerts, and it's a classical, actually, festival in Kazakhstan, Almaty. And like I said, so we've been doing that, and we will do it more often as far as we are. And the great things about this trio is all of us New Mexican. So it's wonderful. So we can get together all the time and play, and we have dinner, blah, blah. And,
We have dinner, blah, blah. Well, if you're having dinner, blah, blah, maybe you can think of your radio station that's giving you such extraordinary music. This is a live recording made in our own Studio A, the Rahim Alhaj Trio. Rahim Alhaj on oud, Nick Baker, who you just heard back there on cajon and frame drum, and Surena Sefari on the santur, the hammer dulcimer instrument. The most recent record and the record from which most of this material comes is Rahim Alhaj Trio's latest. It is called One Sky. You can find that on Smithsonian. You can also look forward to coming in, I believe it is March of next year. March 21 will mark Rahim Alhaj's 20th year in New Mexico, most of it in Albuquerque, and he is planning to call in some of his good friends, including this trio, including David Felberg and some of the string players from Albuquerque, then up to Santa Fe, call in Otmar Liebert, and then up to Taos to call in Robert Mirabal. One more performance from Rahim Alhaj Trio from earlier this week, actually last week, in Studio A.